Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, I and legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Uecker.
Oh, yeah.
Have something in common.
Front row.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying, like, oh, you're in the front row. No, I got you. But, yeah, Uecker is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most people probably know him as the announcer from Major League.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been the Brewers announcer for...
Ever.
48th season.
Is that right?
48th season with the Brewers. His 63rd overall in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back this year despite nearly dying... from a spider bite.
What happened? Other than a spider bit him. I'll tell you what happened. A spider bit him and he almost died.
Uecker was bitten when changing a light bulb at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. He noticed the mark a few days later, went to the hospital to get it checked out, and almost died because he was bitten by a brown recluse spider.
Ooh, a recluse spider. Nasty.
And it led to an 8-week process involving an eventual surgery and a bacterial infection that nearly killed Uecker.
That is not, that is real, man. That is serious. A lot of people die from those recluse spider bites.
You're looking at somebody who almost died from a recluse spider bite.
Really?
Yes. I had a brown recluse bite me on the cheek, my right cheek, when I was
He just thought you were so cute.
I guess so. Got to squeeze his cheek.
Kiss your cheek.
Yeah. He kissed my cheek. He did more than that. And, oh, don't save that clip. That's going to be replayed 1,000 times. So the spider bit me on the cheek. My mom thought it was just like, oh, it's just a mark, a pimple, or whatever. And then, like, after it didn't go away after a day, because when you're a young kid, those things go away pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then go away after a day or two. She's like, we're going to go to the doctor. Took me to the doctor, and the doctor was like, oh, that's a spider bite. Like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, it's probably a brown recluse spider bite. And if it's a brown recluse spider bite, your whole face might melt off.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, whoa, hold on. And for a, I think it was like
I don't
nine.
Like that part. I don't like that part.
I was probably like 6 or 7, maybe. Mm-hmm. Not quite.
Oh, you were a little tight.
I was a young.
Oh, when your little cheeks.
Yeah. When the doctor tells you your face might melt off,
yes.
You don't exactly handle it well.
No, you don't.
And when he pulls out a needle that was the biggest needle you've ever seen.
Yeah, I bet you were terrified.
And you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay, well, he takes a needle and, you know, he just sucks the poison
right.
from the outside of the bite.
No.
Had to hold my mouth open and go from the inside of the cheek into the bite and pull the poison out that way. And so then I had to go antibiotics after that. Eventually I was okay. But me and Bob Uecker almost killed by a spider.
Grossest thing that ever happened to you medically.
Oh, no. We're going to get people talking about, like, excrement and all that other stuff.
So my disowned son, the oldest, used to walk in his sleep.
Oh, no.
He was sleeping between me and my wife, got up on the bed, walked off the bed, and hit under his lip on the dresser.
Oh, no.
Popped right open. Like, just, like, burst wide open, blood everywhere. We took him to the emergency room. They strapped him to a board, strapped his head open so they could, you know, suture the thing, and he was screaming like crazy. It was unbelievable. It was so.
So he had like a valve.
It was just splurting.
Oh no! How much stuff did he ruin?
Everything.
Carpet's done.
Carpet was done. Bed was done. mattress. Look. Comforter. Look. Grossest thing I ever did was when I was in Germany and. I used to go hiking. I stayed up at the in the country, a little country house, apartment or whatever, in outside of, was it? No, it wasn't Berlin. Anyway, in Germany. And I would go hiking and I got bit or stuck or whatever by a tick. In right in my calf, right in the back of my calf. And it just bothered me and bothered me. I thought it was a bite like you did and bothered me. And finally, I was at a train station going to another game. And I realized it was all big and red, and it was red everywhere, and, you know, it was getting infected. So I bought a little, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't speak German. I was on a train or getting on a train. So I bought a pocket knife and dug the tick out while I was on the train with a bunch of paper towels and stuff, and dug it out with the pocket knife. Yeah, that was pretty gross.
That is not proper train etiquette.
I wiped the blade with a paper towel. The back of my calf, I'm not exaggerating, for 2 months was black. After I got back, it was still kind of black.
I bet.
It was gross. You know,
did you see the tick moving when you got it out on the...
It was just a little black, little... Yeah. Ew. It was all encased in blood and stuff.
Let's get as far away from this as possible.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.